This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace. This week's shiur, today's shiur, is dedicated to the loving memory of Nosson Ben Alta, the father-in-law of one of our beloved students. And Bezrat Hashem, our learning should be in his merit and should raise his neshama in Gan Eden to greater heights. We are learning chapter dedicated to the personal, physical, intimate relationship between a man and a woman and the mistakes that a man makes in that relationship. So let's continue. We're on page 134 in the Hebrew version. And now Rav Arash is bringing us a section from Sefer Hamidot. Sefer Hamidot, the book of traits that Rabbi Nachman wrote, also known as the Aleph Bet book, because it's written in the form of an Aleph Bet of A to Z of different traits and how we need to work on them and what Hazal, what the Gemara say, what the Gemara says, what all of the holy writings say about these different traits. So, in that book it's written, Misha Oseh Perud, Bein Ish L'Ishto, person who causes a separation between a husband and a wife, person who tries to come between a man and a wife, Hainu, that means, She'aloch La'ish, he goes to the husband and he praises the beauty of his wife in front of the husband. We'll see what all this means in a minute. It's not so clear so far. And he goes to the wife and he degrades her husband in her eyes. Ad she'naaseh peirud b'nehem, until he causes a separation between them. Ayidezeh naaseh tarud b'zminotav, as a result of this, it causes him to lose his income. So, this is a passage, a section in Sefer Midot, which is not so clear. What does it mean? So, Rav Arash is going to explain as follows. Anu lo nityaches mashikatav al oto echad she'oseh tepeud. We can't relate to that person that causes the separation of husband and wife. Let's remember what he did. What did he do? First of all, he went to the husband and he started beautifying his wife, in front of the husband, telling the husband how beautiful his wife is. Which is a strange thing to do. And then he went to the wife, and he said to the wife how terrible her husband was. And that's what caused the separation, those two things. So we can understand the second one, why going to the wife and saying how terrible your husband is causes a separation between the two. But why does the first one, going to the husband and telling him how beautiful his wife is, cause a problem? So we're going to see now. Maduahu nasetawud bizmanotav. So we're not gonna look right now as to why he loses his income. That's sort of the end of the section. It's not relevant to what we're learning here. Right nitraked, but mashikatav otoachad. We're just gonna focus on what it says with that man. She'oseh tapeiwud, that made the separation. Holech miyafeh ta'isha b'tneabal. He goes and he beautifies the wife in front of the husband, says that she's really nice. Shelichora devar zel umavan, that apparently doesn't make sense. Ki adrabah, because on the contrary, im hu otzeh lasot peirud, if you want to make a separation between husband and wife, yeshu lo leganata yisha b'enei abala, you would have thought he should go to the husband and degrade his wife. He should go up to the husband and say, your wife, she's terrible, she's horrible, she's disgusting. Right? You would have thought he would have said that. She'agid lo eizah mocharati, to tell him how ugly she is. Eizah machshefahi, because what a witch she is, etc. V'chakach yelech leisha, and then he should go to the husband, to the wife. V'yganeh bala b'neha, and then degrade the husband in her eyes, tell her how disgusting her husband is. So Yofi, that's what would make sense to us. So how do we explain? That would seem to be the way to cause a separation between the two of them. So why does it say that in order to cause a separation, that the man goes and beautifies the wife in front of her husband? And after that, and then after that he goes to the wife and degrades the husband in the wife's eyes. So the answer is, the explanation is like that which we've written in this chapter. Shemishima yafeta isha beinea baal umachnis bo ta'ava liyot imishto zelavad kva gorem shi gane beinea. So interestingly, don't try this at home, right? There a person who causes the husband to have lust for his wife makes the husband disgusting in his wife's eyes. So when the man goes and beautifies the wife and says how beautiful this your wife is, she's amazing, she's fantastic, that causes the husband to have lust for his wife. So that causes the wife to be disgusted with him. And then as a result of his lust, she can't stand to be physically in contact with him. And then that causes problems. The husband then wants her even more because she's not letting him. And she can't stand him. And eventually, the husband sees that the wife can't stand him. And then he gets angry with her, soneata, he hates her, etc. And therefore, that leads to the separation between the man and the woman. Right? So it all comes from the man's lust. Top. Say Mahagino, get out of Gehinnom. The Meshe Shanim Shani Osek Bishalom Bayit. In the many years that I've been working in Shalom Bayit, said Harosh, Ubichlal Bahazna Litzarot, Usurim Kushim, and has heard many sorrows, suffering, difficulties, etc. Sheyesh Lebnei Yisrael, that Am Yisrael is suffering with. Ubichipus Acha tufot lekol chaliyei hanefesh harabim sheyesh b'dor hazeh, and then searching for a cure to all of the sicknesses that affect the sickness of the soul that affect this generation. Ani nitkal b'tofa'a zo. Rabash discovered the following. Shall cheres nafshi v'cheres shalom bayit habayim mechamat shaban nafal leginom shel hatava me'usat habanim. He found that a simple answer, that the husband has fallen into the terrible gehinnom of tavat niuf, lost the woman. Asapeh mikra echad she'ira od b'tchilat darki. So I'm going to tell you a story now, he says, of what happened when I was on the beginning of my path. Harav Shali, Rav Eliezer Berland, Shita, Shalach Oti La'asot Shalom Bayit Le'ezer Adam. So Rav Eliezer Berland, Rav of Rav Arush, sent Rav Arush to try and help a couple to a man who had problems with Shalom Bayit. Halachti L'oto Bayit, I went to that house, with Yibalti Mishto, and I spoke with his wife, Shel Otto Adam, of that man. He probably etamet. She told me the truth. Shehi nig elet mi bala, that she's disgusted from her husband. Nechamachu bal tavanora, because he's full of terrible lusts. Vehi higia lekazo dechia mimenu, and she arrived at the point of pushing him away. Sheina mochna lishmoa el hamshech chaimito, that she's not interested in, she's not prepared to listen to continuing to live with him, to continuing her life with him. Chazati l'Rav, Ramatilo, I went back to Rav, the Rav Berland, Ramatilo, and I said to him, Ein manasot, there's nothing you can do. About who kazeh, about tava, this husband is a husband that's full of lust. Sheisha ina mukhna lechiyot ito yoter, and the wife is not prepared to live with him anymore. Amali Rav, Rav Berland told me, Imka, if so, be'emet, ein manasot. If so, you're right, there's nothing more that can be done. This is Rav Arush and Rav Berland, two of the great Torah leaders of our generation. And what did they decide? If the man is full of lust, what can you do? That's it. Forget it. Can't do anything to help. Doesn't want to come out of it. Can't change it. Ha'beh ba'alim ponim alai. Many husbands turn to me. Matzav nafshi kasher, in a very difficult situation, bubbling confusions, charadot, fears, yesh share mamash rotzim litabed, and there are those who really want to just commit suicide. Lefi atiyor shelahem, ani yodea shehem naflu legehinnom, and according to their words, I understand that they've fallen into gehinnom. Hem mitavim leisha shelahem, they are. They have a lust for their wives. Calls a man hem mishtoka kimaleha. The whole time they are desiring her. Maharimba, thinking about her. Mishtagaim, going crazy, etc. Ad shiabok shilahem nisra. Until their mind is burned up. Ani omelahem, I tell them. Shait saha yichida. That the only advice. He, she, Sumri Tavazot, that is to come out of this lust. And since they're in such a difficult situation, Shaboret Bahem Ta'avan Yovkoka, that the fire of lust burns in them so greatly. Ajahem Noyukolim Lewateta Yishashalahem, till they can't even look at their own wife. Bleedle Ta'avot Taleha Laharheba, without having a lust for her and having thoughts about her. Achen atzati, therefore I advise, shelo yishnu ba'oto chede imisha, that they shouldn't sleep in the same room with their wife. Veyishe yishmeru et einayim b'bayit, and they should guard their eyes at home. V'chol shechen b'chutz, and all the more so outside the home. Ve'ein tzarech lomar, and there's no need to say, shelo yitzbu b'internet, they shouldn't look at the internet. Or b'chol minei tzivrei tinoch. Of it, or any other type of unclean things. V'chein yagidu b'cho yom, and also they should say every day, tikkun haklali, v'shtadlu lepchot pa'am achad b'shavu lepo b'mikvah, and they should try at least once a week to dip in the mikvah, v'palalu v'yabakshu me'ashem, and to pray and ask from Hashem, sh'yachalet sotam, they should save them, v'agihinum shel ta'avat hazot, from the gihinum of this lust. From this desire. There are even husbands who come to me, says Rav Arush, with claims against their wives. Why they want to know why the wives are refusing to be with them. The hermits of him shani at stick or tam, and they expect me to agree with them. But after the bear in my isha, and even to speak to the wife, va amidota amakama, to put her in her place. Shehi Eina Mamalet to Tafkida Keisha, but she's not fulfilling her role as a woman, as the wife. Lahaftaam Habet, to their great surprise, Lorak Shani Lomat Stiko Utam. Not only do I not agree with them, Afani Modim Lahem, I tell them, She'im lo yetsimeh ta'ava hatipshir she'yesh lahem, that if they don't get out of their stupid lust, ham lo yafsiku lisbo, they will not stop suffering. Imsa, turns out, she'yesh ba'al ta'ava li'ishto, that when a husband has lust for his wife, tamid hu yichyeh b'gehinom, he is always going to live in Gehinom, ve'echan mishneim ofanim, for one of two reasons. Or she'ishto lo sa'atuto, either his wife is not going to suffer him, tolerate him, or shehu mashuga, or he's going to go crazy. Right? Either his wife's not going to put up with him. She's not going to suffer his lust. She's going to kick him out, one way or another, or make his life hell. Or he's going to go crazy, because a person can't fulfill his lust. It's a bottomless pit. So if the wife doesn't push away the husband when he's got lust, and Ilu lets him carry on, lets him enjoy himself, it's not helping, it doesn't help either, because it's just going to get worse and worse, because it's not going to, you can never satisfy it. So it's a harem. Can never satisfy, it's only going to get worse and worse. So you can't win. Either way, the husband's going to lose. There's no winning that game. Habat Samatov Habawi Hayachid, initially Ishto. The only healthy situation between a man and his wife, who Kamoshe Katuba Bereshit. That is, like it says in Bereshit, Ve'el Ishcher Tishkutech Ve'hu Yimshel. And to her husband she shall desire, and he shall rule over her. Right? That's the only the wife is desiring of the husband, and not the other way around. The husband is ruling over his yitzhara, and the wife then desires the husband, and that's it. Achen mishu atzeh she'eh lo shalom bayit. Therefore, person who wants shalom bayit, chayav letzeh mi ta'ava zot, needs to come out of the ta'ava. That's it. There's no choice. There's no choice, gentlemen. There's no choice. There's no choice. Don't have a choice. Even though the Yetzirah, what happens? What normally happens? What's our way of dealing with any problem? Unfortunately, one of two extremes. Either we castigate ourselves, we beat up on ourselves, we're angry at ourselves, or we go the other extreme, we let ourselves off the hook completely. What can I do? It's just a Yetzirah. I can't do anything about it. We let ourselves off the hook completely. And if we don't do that, so we go to the other extreme. I'm so bad, I'm so evil, I'm so terrible. Neither is the correct path. Neither is the correct path. The reasonable approach is what we need. The reasonable approach is to admit there's a problem and to ask Hashem to solve it, to not be upset about it, to not shout at ourselves. There's an interesting idea, right? We're very hard on ourselves, but truth is, it's not right. How do you know it's not right? How do you know it's not right to be hard on yourself? Because you would not be so hard on any other Jew, right? If you were advising a Jew and they came to you with exactly the same problem that you now have, you wouldn't start beating them up and shouting at them and telling them they're terrible. No, you'd be encouraging them, right? But to ourselves, we don't do that. Let me give you an example. You're in a car, you're in the passenger seat, and the guy who's driving tries to reverse park into a space, and he hits the curb. If you're in the passenger seat, what do you do? Do you turn to your friend and say, "You idiot, you fool, don't you know how to drive? Didn't you see the curb? Didn't you see the sidewalk?" No, you don't say that. But if you're sitting in the driving seat, that's exactly what you say to yourself. right? Why do I say that to myself? I would never say that to anyone else. I'm a holy Jew. I have a neshama elokit, just like you, just like you, just like you. When I treat you with compassion, I'm treating you with compassion because you're a holy Jew, and I love you, and I want you to do your best, and I care about you. I'm also a holy Jew.
It's best to speak yourself first to yourself.
I'm also a holy Jew. I've got the same Jewish neshama, and I'm beating up on this holy Jew. It's asur, right? To say nasty things to people on at Devarim, it's asur. It's mamash. It's isur. It's forbidden to say things to people that makes them upset. Mm. Forbidden. So I'm doing it to myself. That's a holy Jew, and I'm berating him. I'm telling him he's bad. He's no good. He messed up. Not it's asur. I can't do that. Right? We need to treat ourselves like Zusha. Remember the story Rav Dror told of Zusha?
Yes.
Zusha is, he fasts a lot. Rav Zusha, he fasted a lot to top. Anyway, after one particularly long fast, he collapsed in the Beit HaMidrash, and it was nighttime, and there was no one there. He's calling out, help, someone help Zusha. And there's no one there. Someone help, I need some food. He calls out, Pikuach Nefesh. It's here, Pikuach Nefesh. Oh, Pikuach Nefesh. He jumps up, and he runs to get some food. Pikuach Nefesh is a Jew, a holy Jew needs. Also, we have to think like ourselves. We have a holy Jew that we're protecting. Right? This body is a vehicle. It's a vehicle. Right? And the vehicle, it just lasts 120 years. You get out the vehicle, right? This is a vehicle to hold what? Who's the passenger? The Neshama. The holy Neshama. We've been given the Shliach, to be a messenger, to be the vehicle for this holy neshama in the world. It's Hashem's holy neshama. Just like our children, just like people we look after, we have to look after them. So too, we're looking after this holy neshama that was put in my hands. I don't know why, I'm sorry, I need to look after it. Nachon, I need to be careful. I'm not allowed to take it down to the beach. I'm not allowed to take it to the internet cafe to surf Facebook. I'm not allowed, I have to be careful with it. I'm also not allowed to shout at it, to beat it up. I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to. You idiot, you're not allowed to do that. I'm a Jew, the same as anyone else is a Jew. I'm not going to do it to my fellow. Why am I going to do it to me? Same thing. Right? We need to start having compassion on ourselves, and then we can have compassion on other people too.
It's the best way you make it to speaking to a certain person.
Make a what?
A third person. So, both need help, we have problem with the leg, shame.
We need the encouragement, and we need the love, and we need to be talked to nicely. It's okay, it's fine, it's good, you're doing fine, you're doing okay, Shem loves you, it's okay, you're doing fine. We need that, right? That's cool. That's what we would give to anyone else. Right, that's the compassion we would give to someone else. We need to give that to ourselves as well. Definitely we need that to ourselves. We're we're in a huge deficit of right? We need that encouragement. We need that encouragement. Bezrat Hashem, should remember always to try and be nice to ourselves. Try and be nice to our neshama.
Absolutely understand. I know when I was walking in the forest.
Yeah.
And you cut a tree, eat a tree.
Uh-huh.
So let's say you make something happen after it. You cut a tree, you fell, maybe fall in the wrong direction, and they come and shake. And I say, it was your fault.
Okay.
And then you make the wrong.
Okay.
So, understand? You feel
uh-huh. So what do you say to yourself?
Yeah, of course. No, I say, you learn, you grow up, so it's your fault.
Ah.
Understand?
That's why we've got to be nice to ourselves. Because when people are not nice to ourselves, it's us all. I shouldn't join in with them. I'm gonna join in with... Right, you see somebody beating up an old lady. You're going to join in with them? Help them out? Join in? No. But when someone beats up on us, well, we join in with them. We say, you know, you're right. I did do wrong. You're right. And then we join in. Right? No. I have to say that. We're saying no.
Craziness.
It's craziness. No, but we're crazy. but we're also trying to get well. We're trying to take the medicine and get well. And part of that getting well is that we have to be very kind to ourselves. Mamash, we need to be very compassionate with ourselves. After we're at Lorecha Kamocha, you only love your neighbor if you love yourself first. Hard. We need to work on practicing that. It's not like we love ourselves first. We don't. Very hard on ourselves. Our biggest critic. It's not correct. It's not the correct approach. It's not what Hashem wants, and it's not how to treat Am Yisrael. Yes. I want to treat Am Yisrael nice, I have to treat Am Yisrael nice. That's also this Am Yisrael.
Then we live on kind of depression. Because you make something wrong, but I'm so stupid, I'm not good enough.
Yeah, and it's Yitzhahar is jumping up and down, having a party. He's beating exactly what he wants. He's got another one, when he gets.
And he can get you so depressed that you can commit suicide.
No, he gives you the nudge. You do the work for him.
It's like the shoemaker, the tanner. He was happy with his shoes for him. Okay, why don't you go do it? I'm happy with my shoes.
This is what Hashem wants. The hard walk is a big walk. Mamash.
Every day
we have to catch ourselves. Hashem is going to test us.